Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
Three Arlington educators have been arrested for having improper relationships with a student, and there's a lot more.
After two seventh grade girls reported suspicious behavior, an instructional aide at Newman International Academy was arrested. Days later, educator Gabrielle Little and principal Rick Adams were also arrested on felony charges, including tampering with evidence and failing to report abuse. Newman International's police chief says others could be implicated.
Other educators at other school districts and at churches that failed to take appropriate action and passed the trash will be held accountable.
Both the teachers have been fired. The principal has resigned. The athletic director, head varsity girls basketball coach, and a part-time assistant football coach have been placed on leave while police investigate. From the 24-hour news center, George Alfredas and News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth police arrest a man that is evidently has a prolific habit of robberies.
Police say 23-year-old Justin Lockett is accused of committing armed robberies at two dozen businesses in southern and southwestern Fort Worth over the past few months. They say the series of approximately 24 cases is the largest committed by a single person in the city's history. They say in most cases he would wear a mask and threaten people at a business with a gun. After he was arrested, police say he confessed. He's facing aggravated robbery charges. Another person accused of acting as a lookout during some of the robberies is also facing charges. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's nothing better than to get your sweet Valentine's a little candy.
Sweets for my sweet, sugar for my honey.
We tend to think of Valentine's Day as the big day for sweets, but for candy store owners like Andrea McMillan, it's not really their biggest day.
No, actually, Christmas is bigger
Christmas.
For me. Yes, Christmas is bigger because so many people think they can go to a grocery store or worse, they'll buy it off the side of the road, and you have to be careful buying stuff off the side of the road. You don't know where it came from.
And my love not only lasts forever.
The Andy Mac Candy Shack on Main Street in downtown Mansfield. Her shop is a real eye-opener with 1,600 items to choose from bubblegum cigars and candy cigarettes to sophisticated imported wares from all over the world, Japan, Iceland, Finland, Ireland, almost any country you can name, really. This may not be her busiest day, but the store will be plenty crowded, mainly, she says, with men doing our usual last-minute shopping. Of course. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Axios Dallas this morning has a piece about who they say the most famous Dallas couple is of all time.
Okay.
Who would you think?
Oh, wow.
Famous Dallas couple of all
Tony
time.
Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson.
That's a good guess. The correct answer, according to Axios, is Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, that's kind of true. I do have some breaking news, a heartbreaking news on this Valentine's
yes.
Day. Kanye West and his wife, Bianca Censori,
yep. I guess she's Italian, have decided to get divorced after two years of wedding bliss.
I'm stunned.
I don't know why. There's no reason given.
I think it seemed like a very stable marriage to me. Oh, yeah. We all know why. She showed up nude at the Grammy Awards. That was weird. I've not thought about this until I read this news story, and now I'm suddenly have an issue. Sad news when we have to report that an animal has died at the Dallas Zoo or the Fort Worth Zoo, but it's harder for people that care for those animals.
Yeah.
New research finds that most American zoos don't have much in the line of grief counseling for zookeepers after the death of their animals. You know, that never would have crossed my mind. But
well, they're dealing with so many of them.
But I bet they grow attachments to them.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like we do with our dogs and our cats and our fish and whatever
else. But they've
got
to deal with death on a much more consistent basis, I would think, right?
Yeah.
We only have a dog die or a cat die every
couple times a lifetime, you know, for humans, yeah. But for them, yeah, but don't you think that, like, say, the elephant workers stick pretty much with just the pachyderms, right? I mean, they don't also handle the fish and the other things.
Well, that's true. I remember the giraffe, the last giraffe that died at the Dallas Zoo. I know that was pretty heartbreaking for the people there because you can't imagine. You're probably right. There's probably just giraffe workers,
yeah,
and maybe just hippo workers that'll kill you.
So not only do they feel sad at the loss of an animal, but they also might feel guilt that their care or lack of care led to the animal's demise.
I never thought of that.
Never thought of that either. They're now recommending better access to mental health resources and better training for their leadership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $239 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SN316458, MSRP 32295, ends 2/28/25.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is a question, frankly, that has baffled men for years. What do women really want? KRLD's Georgia Alfreda has decided to make it easy for us guys. She asked some of her hoity-toity friends.
I hit up a restaurant in Willowbend Mall and caught up with a fabulous group of ladies celebrating Galentine's together. When I asked what they wanted for Valentine's Day, this answer stood out.
I will take both experience and gifts. Gifts are my love language, so I'm all about it. But not extravagant. We do traditional, like the chocolate-covered strawberry flowers. I'm not super traditional. Valentine's Day is not something that I really care about, but we'll do a movie, family movie night for sure.
For some, it's all about family fun. In Plano, Georgia Alfreda's News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, if she's friends with Georgia, I'm sure she's a wonderful person. But when she says her language, her love language is gift giving, that would be a deal killer for me.
It goes back. Let's say she says, "Oh, I don't want to do anything, honey," and he says, "Okay, we'll just get a movie with the family." No, that's not going to work.
If your love language is gifts, yeah. If your love language is gift giving, then you better give a gift.
So basically, what you're saying, and I'm saying, is that she just spoke to a bunch of liars, who are at least stretching the truth.
They want something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Yeah, I'm here because I forgot to RSVP to the big party.
That's right. <yeah.
laughs> Stupid me. The stock market, well, also to celebrate a turnaround of sorts, maybe snapping a two-week-long losing streak on Wall Street coming into trading today. The Dow's up a little over 400 points, about 0.9%. S&P's up 1.5%. The NASDAQ is up 2.2%. It was the inflation numbers, probably. I mean, we took this big swoon the other day when the retail numbers, the consumer price index, came out. But then we started coming back a little bit. Then yesterday, we had this softer than expected reading, month over month anyway, on the wholesale rate of inflation. And then the fact that Trump decided not to put in those reciprocal tariffs right away. That was really the point yesterday. When they tweeted out of that that meeting with the news people in the Oval Office yesterday that there was not going to be an immediate tariff going on, that's when the stock market really took off. We had a great day yesterday. Now, right now, the Dow looks down 79, the S&P down 5, the NASDAQ down 24 points, but we've got a fair amount of economic news coming. Retail sales will be out at 7:30 this morning. They're supposed to drop off from a spike in December. The import and export price is also coming out then, that at 8:15, it's industrial production and capacity utilization. Probably retail sales would be the most important number, so we'll watch those for you very closely. Meanwhile, Airbnb's up 14%. They had great earnings. Roku's up 11%. Great earnings there. DraftKings is rallying. It's up 5% because everybody's losing money with them. But Applied Materials is down 5%. Twilio is down 8% after rotten numbers. Crude's up a little. Gold's up about $4. Interest rates are lower, and the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all look slightly lower on the opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news. Pope Francis is hospitalized with a bout of bronchitis. He's going to undergo diagnostic tests in Rome. It's 7:27 now.
All right. Joe, it's the big day, Valentine's Day. We've been talking about it all morning.
Very excited.
Day of love. Yep. And so I decided, okay, you know, you got to get your woman something, your significant other something. You want to play a song with it. So I decided, let's see what AI says are the top three greatest love songs of all time. So I'm going to start with number three. This is what they came up with.
And you can tell everybody.
Great song.
This is your song.
This is your song by Elton John. I think it's his first big hit. That's number three. Number two, a little bit different.
Oh
man.
Oh,
this is a sexy song too.
This is a very sexy song.
You just come in. If I'll tell you this, I'm getting excited. If a woman put this song on, and she started sauntering over.
Yeah. I don't even smoke, but I want a smoke-filled room.
That's right. And then number one, I don't know if you can really say that there is any other one.
And
come on.
Yeah.
You know, this is so good. Now, Dolly Parton's version was good, but this is so good, people stay away from it at karaoke.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's like, you got to have some real cojones to try to pull this one off.
Yeah, I would be terrible.
Don't disrespect Whitney Houston.
She had range, no doubt about that.
Top three songs, there you go.
All right, let us know your favorite love songs. You can hit us up, send us a voice message in the Odyssey app.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.